Do you search YouTube for the latest Disney park videos, or Disney resort videos, or the latest Central Florida attractions, including Universal Studios, SeaWorld, and Legoland? Check out the Theme Park Brothers on YouTube, and you can find them on Twitter at Theme Park Boys, and on Facebook as well at the Theme Park Brothers. And check out their most recent video, which includes the Canada Pavilion in Epcot's World Showcase. Again, they are the Theme Park Brothers on YouTube. Hello, welcome to the Dub D-Dub Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my regular cast today, Peter Ponacorvo. How are you?
I'm all right.
Hang on. Let's say it. Come on, go ahead and tell us.
What? You just said we're not going to discuss it.
Well, give us a good thing. Give us something good.
When this is over, I'll have been awake for 30 plus hours and I'm going to bed.
Did you kill anybody today?
I didn't kill anybody.
Not yet.
Nobody died. And as of this recording, I'm officially 40 for another 3 hours and 21 minutes.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Oh, man. Right.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thanks.
Stacy Diamond, how are you doing?
My birthday was a lot better last year. That's all I remember.
Absolutely. I'm doing very, very well. I'm coming down with that crud that everybody else has, though. But I had my flu shot, so hopefully that's not coming.
It's not help.
I know. I don't think it does either, but it's a hope.
This is going downhill quick. We need to get some life and energy.
Let me think of something positive. I don't know. It's been just a normal week. I'm alive, and I don't know. I've laughed a few times today. Let's go with that.
That's a good thing.
Okay. Hang on. I got a third person here. Tamara Spidell. Tamara, how are you? Hopefully you're doing better than being alive. How is your life going? Give me something good.
I'm doing great.
Okay.
Yesterday was our 100th day of school. So, you know, when we can say we've survived 100 days of school, that's always a good thing.
Okay.
And I've just recently opened a new little venture in my life and opened an Etsy shop with some Disney-inspired headbands. So that's been kind of exciting, too.
That is exciting. And we did that kind of that mysterious plug back a couple episodes ago. So you sent me some. We talked about it, and you were like, "Well, okay. Who do you like? Who does your girls like?" So I gave you a list.
Yeah, your girls,
I know. Pete.
I've seen pictures of Chris with every single one of those on. By the way,
Pete, you're spoiling the whole picture here. So tell me about it.
I'm not the one that put them on. We'll spoil the picture, buddy.
You're right. Sarah, tell me, what inspired you to do this? Why'd you do that?
Well, I blame it on my daughter, actually. We were getting ready for a trip. It was my trip that I took for the Disney Institute last summer. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, we could probably make you some ears, Mom. Let's do that. Because, you know, you put the headbands on and they really hurt. Well, you probably don't know that, but
us girls do.
And you get a headache. And so I found these really great, adjustable, bendable headbands and decided to use those. And I just made some for fun. And then it kind of became this, weird addiction. And I was like, ooh, what kind of theme can we make this time? And then I started making them for my friends and for some of the teachers that are at our school who I know were going on trips. And it just sort of kind of mushroomed from there.
You see how that happens, right? You just start small, and before you know it, you got a full-time job, right? Isn't that how it works?
Well, sure. I wouldn't call it a full-time job yet. It's still a super fun hobby, so that works.
Cool. So you know, I saw pictures, and when I first saw was, flower designs, and then recently, mm-hmm. you know, the ones that I have flower designs and I've got like ears. So like you start with the flower designs. How does that work? What, you got a character, you pick colors, you pick things. What is that about?
So basically just kind of pick a favorite character. So, Ariel is one of our favorites cause she's, you know, I can relate to her hoarding kind of style and, you know, she's got gadgets and gizmos aplenty and I have a bunch of Disney gadgets and gizmos that I like to keep around. And so we were like, oh, well, what colors might match Ariel? And so we found some flowers and I really liked the look of the wire, floral ears and they were very lightweight. And we just, I don't know, it just kind of like, we just went from there.
Okay. And your ears, how do you get the pattern for that? Like where do you get the material for that?
So just, you know, your local kind of craft store like Joanne or Michael's or something like that. And you just kind of go into the flower section, the fabric section and go wild. They have some really great Disney fabrics out there that, that you can use. As you saw, I made some with the comic strip of Mickey and Minnie. So...
Well, you know, Pete and I are kind of bummed because, frankly, we were going to go into the headband and ear-making business ourselves. Pete and I were going to get crafty, you know. But since you're doing it first, we're going to just back off because we see yours is really good. So, but I just wanted to let you know.
You don't want to see our prototype. It was...
It made
somebody bleed.
Model.
It was horrible.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's all true. Okay, so I've got a great show. Okay, so let's be honest. It's me. I've got a mediocre
show.
I've got a mediocre show. But before I do that, let's talk about something. You know, we covered minivans recently. We covered Club 33 recently. But I want to ask you guys, what if... Let's just throw a topic out there, and let's just see what sticks to the wall. So let's just say in a couple years... We're walking, the four of us, to Hollywood Studios. We look up at the sign, and it doesn't say Hollywood Studios. What does the sign say? What would you think would be a good name for that park in a couple years from now? And I only ask because there's a rumor out there what this name is. Let's brainstorm for 1 second. Give me a good brainstorm idea off the top of your head. Let's see, who's ready besides, well... Let's go with Stacy. Stacy's always quick with these. Stace, come on.
There we go.
Let's brainstorm. Okay, how about if I give you a list and you tell me what jumps out at you? Does that work
okay,
better?
Okay, that's a good idea. That
All
works.
Right. So you tell me when I read these down, eh or not. Let's open this up to everybody. Disney's Kaleidoscope Park. What do you think? 1 through 10. Give me a number.
I'd say 2.
A 2. I get thumbs down from Tamara and Pete. How about Disney Storyverse Park? What do you give it?
Oh, double thumbs down. Negative
yeah,
2.
Also, yeah, I would say, yeah, it's 0.
All right. How about Disney's Hyperia Park?
I don't even know what that is.
I was going to say, I don't know what that means.
Why don't
but
you say
if
Hyperia?
I had a good meaning, maybe, but I have no idea.
How about the Disney Beyond Park?
That one, maybe. That's a little bit better, okay. I think. Maybe like a 4.
Okay. How about the Disney Cinemagic Park?
Oh, sorry. I got a little sick to my stomach there for a minute.
Here's the deal. Like, if you see it in print, that's not a bad name. Cinemagic. Mm-hmm. But it's Cinemagic? Like, it...
Cinnamon Raisin Park?
Well, I mean, cinnamon even just rolls? the word sin in it, it's kind of makes it...
Starring roles closed, didn't it?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so you're
so
talking.
We can't even use that.
So Stacy, so you automatically went to like the X-rated version of the Disney park.
Well, yeah, maybe not X-rated.
See,
but
Tamara and I were just like... thinking of like Cinnabon at the mall.
Okay. All right.
But it just sounds weird. But well, in print, it's not. You know, cinema and stuff. That's fine. But like Cinemagic, that just seems a little weird.
Well, I'm gonna put an asterisk by that because we're gonna go and revisit that in a minute, Stacy. Just so you know.
Okay.
How about the Disney Legends Park? How does that sound?
Sounds like they're ripping off my Fifth Gate Park. That's what that sounds like.
Okay. How about the Disney XL Park? What do you think about that? XL. What?
No.
I don't even know
this
what that's
is the park for people that are a little overweight. Come on.
Pete, I'm going to leave that one. I would like
we'll
to follow
call it the
up
Acquisitions Park. How about that?
There, well, that's not on the list.
Disney acquisitions.
How about the Disney?
It's all the stuff they've bought over the years. Mm-hmm. Pixar, the Disney, Star Wars.
Yeah. Hang Disney on, we got a IP few more. Park. How about the Disney Sin right Imagine Park? How does that sound?
No, still no.
Okay. How about Disney MGM 3.0? No?
No.
How about
Why do we have to change the name at all?
That's what I'm thinking too.
It has nothing to do with Hollywood anymore.
It's a great point. How about Hollywood Adventure?
I guess that's better.
Wow.
But again, it's weird that because it doesn't really have anything to do with
Hollywood.
How about
Disney Cinema Adventure?
Okay, so
that I could go with that one because it says
like, don't shorten the word cinema, right. Not sin. Just it's cinema.
Okay,
that's better.
Or film adventure.
Okay, whatever. So you know what? I just read off to you a list. There's an article today. There's a bunch of rumors out there, and I read off to you, I guess, what's on the short list, and none of those seem to move the needle one way positively. I guess move the needle negatively at this point, but. I guess the rumor is going to be that it's the Disney Sin Imagine Park for the Disney Hollywood Studios remake. So, okay, let's do this quickly. 1 out of 10, 1 being, oh my gosh, it's a Chris idea, or 10 being a really good idea. What do you give it? Give me a number.
I'm going to go with a 2.
Okay.
Because I think it will, after you hear it a few times, it might not be as shocking of a name. You know, it just might grow on you a little bit, but
okay.
So it's not a 0, but
okay. Tamara, what do you think?
Well, full disclosure, I don't think Chris ideas are bad ones.
Yes.
Hello, car dealership. Yes. Right?
Yes.
So I guess I'll go with I don't know. I don't want to go as, how about a 1.2?
Wow. By the look on Peter's face, Peter, what do you think?
Do we really want to go into this?
Do I get a number? Because I can see it's not grabbing you.
Can we? Let's just leave it alone.
Okay. There's a leave it alone vote. Okay.
Maybe they're doing this because maybe they're putting out these kind of bummer names just to make us all like, oh, this is so terrible. And then,
and then when they come up with something that isn't completely garbage, we'll be like, oh, it's fantastic.
That's a good philosophy there. Put out all the terrible
like
ones first.
Having a car dealership based on Mickey Mouse.
Oh, those fighting words. Those fighting words. All right. Well,
bring it.
Let's get off that subject. Hey, Pete.
I got a reach advantage. I'm willing to use it. Whatever,
for sure,
man.
Pete and Tamara, let's talk about this. In the times I've known you guys, have I ever reported you guys to the Facebook police for something explicit posted on your Facebook page or on my Facebook page? Have I ever reported you guys to the Facebook police?
No.
No? Peter, have I reported you?
Well, there was a time that Park Ridge police showed up at my house, but that, I don't think that...
Yes.
I still can't prove that was you, so I'm going to say no.
Okay, so... I'm just asking. So, let's just say you had Pete. If you had your nephews over and Tamara, let's just say Sarah was a young girl and you were babysitting, and you had your phone out, and all of a sudden you just hit report Chris to the Facebook police for an explicit photo, and then it was a message sent to me saying that I was reported officially to the Facebook police. You know the funny thing about the photo? It doesn't contain a person. There's not one person in my photo. It was literally a picture of the Mexico Pavilion and the foliage around it. I was reported to the Facebook police for an explicit photo.
There was a nude gecko in that picture, and you know it.
Yes.
That gecko did not have pants on.
The good
thing is unacceptable in the Facebook community.
The good thing is Stacey Nyman's account's been officially flagged now for insanity and random reporting.
Crazy lady reports people being naked. There ain't no people.
Stacey, is this true?
So Britta was throwing a fit. We were in Indianapolis at a cheer competition at the family dinner, and she was throwing a fit, and I had my phone in my hand, and I must have just kept on moving my hand, and then all of a sudden I get a call from Chris saying, did I do something that, did I post something that I'm not sure what it was? And I was like, what are you talking about? And then I was like, it must be a scam or something. I didn't do that. So I go back to my room and I look at my phone and I turn on Facebook and there is reported to Facebook for this explicit photo. And I'm like, oh no, I did report him. So yeah, and then the next day I got a note saying, we've reviewed this violation and it does not violate Facebook's code, but thank you so much for helping to make Facebook safer. I was like, oh man, I am officially a failure.
So since there, of course, you know what, I don't let these things go too easily. So since there was plants in that picture, Stacy's been a good enough sport where she's received about 5 or 6 pictures of plants around my house, just a reminder of the act. So,
and I was offended by each and every one of them.
Yes, as if I was flirting. Anyways, all right, let's get on to our show. So here's my idea. You ready for it today? Let's do this. I had the idea, since you have headbands, let's go and do a draft. Let's draft the Disney princesses, right? Kinda, Pete and me. Awkward, fun.
Here's my issue with this.
Hang on.
There's 4 of us. There's like 9 official princesses.
Great idea. Let's expand it.
This is not going to work out.
Let's expand it to all the leading ladies under the Disney umbrella. So we're going to include princesses and all the leading ladies right now that's under the current Disney umbrella, not under Fox Acquisition, so the Alien Queen does not qualify. So how's that sound? We get into a 4-way struggle here, and then we'll have a judge draft these next week. Sound good,
Pete? Weird and just obscure Disney characters you're about to hear about.
Oh, I got 3 or 4 of the Aristocats right here. What are you talking about? So, ready to do this? Can we do this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, you know, Pete and I are really brushed up on our Disney princesses for this one. So, you got to draft it.
Cheat my rear off on this, folks.
And you've got to explain why. Does that sound good?
Sure.
All right.
Yep.
So, let's do this the fairest possible way, right? Let's let our guests go first. Okay? And I'm keeping
guests
track
first,
of these.
Ladies first, and then age before beauty. So, we can go that.
How about alphabetical? Should we go alphabetical? No? Does that not work out good for you guys? No?
Whatever
is fine.
I'm fine with that.
No, C is alphabetical. It means I go first. Tamara, you go first. You go first, Tamara.
All right. Okay, so again, I'm not really sure what kind of a team I'm necessarily drafting for. However, I went with somebody that you might not think of right away, and that would be Elizabeth Swann from the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
Oh, that's really good. Why'd you do that?
Because she is amazing. She's a powerful woman. She stands up to boyhood shenanigans, and she can kick some butt. So I think Elizabeth Swann is a good role model for girls, and, you know, she's brainy, beautiful, and brawny all at the same time.
All right, so I'm going to send you notes, because that would sound like it'd be a really awesome... Like headband, wouldn't it? Like a pirate theme, but girl headband, a little pink in there or something like that, right? I like that idea. I can't believe she didn't make my list. I'm a failure.
I can't either.
I'm a failure.
No, you're not.
Stacy, what do you got? Give us your number.
All right. So I'm so glad that I get to go now, so nobody else can pick my number one. My number one homegirl is Minnie Mouse. She is my favorite Disney character, and I think it's because I'm not too much of a girly girl, but Minnie Mouse just kind of encompasses everything girly, so I almost get to live through her, but I love her attitude, and I love her clothes, and I love the red and white polka dots, so she is definitely my number one, and I'm so glad that I got her.
It's going to be hard to beat that, too. Okay.
That was a good choice.
Good choice.
That's funny. She didn't even make my list.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness. That's okay. I've got her.
Peter, give us what's on your list, then. Give us number one.
Well, the way I set mine up is I'm basically trying to put together a team for Survivor. Like, this group, you could put together, give them tasks, and they will complete the job.
Okay. Interesting.
And the number one that I'm putting out there is Gadget Hack Wrench. Nobody knows who she is.
Yes, she's from
Rescue Rangers. She was the white mouse that would actually build and design all of their vehicles and all of their equipment.
She has a coaster in Disneyland, right? Gadgets Go.
She does.
Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
That's for Inspector Gadget.
No.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
That is the wrong company that owns Inspector Gadget.
Pete, I gotta be honest. When you said that name, I was like, Pete, I don't know what you've been drinking today, but I don't know who this is. So
we've gone over this already.
I do know. All right. All right. I don't know if that's gonna make the future Magical Mara Designs list, but...
Are you kidding me? Think about that. Little tiny tools, white band with pink ears on it, and she's a mouse.
Tamara,
hello.
You'll have to debate. I am
contemplating that.
Contemplating. All right. Listen.
A little pair of scissors, a hammer, little tiny like tape measure.
I never win these, all right?
I
never win these. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just a terrible guesser. I don't know. Ariel. Boom! Right at you guys. I'm picking Ariel.
Not on your list.
What in the world? I only picked this one.
List.
Hang on. Wait, Pete, I'll tell you why. The reason I picked this is because my kids love this movie. B, Tamara makes this headband, and it's got a dingle hopper in it. So it's like the coolest thing I've ever seen. Go look at that video I posted on the Dubs page.
Thanks for the idea, but she already came up with that one, buddy.
I know that, but
you're not helping her.
Pete, I never win. I got to go with all the aces. Are you kidding me? If I can't beat Gadget Hackamole or whatever her name is, then I'm in trouble. So, all right.
Way to show off the Disney expertise there, buddy.
Tamara, you're up next.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I'm going to take one that I'm going to bet is on other people's list, and that would be Rapunzel.
Okay, why?
Oh my gosh, I love Rapunzel. She is me. Like, ADHD, like, woohoo, adventure is out there. Move out of your comfort zone. Take a risk. It's worth it. I love her, and I love that movie, and I love all of the songs. That's one of my favorite movies.
Good enough for me. She was on your list, Pete?
Nope.
Whoa.
I told you, my list is full of, like, more obscure characters that people aren't going to think of.
You ever seen Beverly Hills Cop, Pete? You ever seen the movie Beverly Hills Cop? Yeah, exactly. You went deep undercover here. That's for sure. All right.
Look, man, I ain't going to fall for nobody in a tailpipe.
Exactly. Stacy, you're up.
I've never seen the film once.
All right. So my next one is Miss Vanellope von Schweetz from Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay.
I love Wreck-It Ralph. It's probably up in my top 5 Disney movies, but Vanellope is just such an endearing character. She has so much attitude but is also so sensitive and sweet, literally. And I love the fact that she's a glitch, and it's the cutest, but most fierce, you know, like character for that movie. It's just great. Okay. Great character. And it would make a great headband. Think of all that candy that would be all over it.
I am writing that down right now.
Woo-hoo-woo!
Tamara, these ideas are gold. See?
I know.
We're helping
you
out here. Hang on. Here's another one. Here's another gold. Pete, go ahead.
All right. So my next one, I've already got my idea person. Now I need the superhero type. Going with Helen Parr.
You guys
may know her better as Elastigirl or Mrs. Incredible.
She was on my list.
Mine too.
That's really cool, Pete. Why'd you pick her?
She's a superhero, dude.
She is a superhero. Who voices her, Pete? Do you remember?
Ooh.
Anyone?
Holly Hunter.
Holly Hunter. Good girl.
There you go.
Good girl.
All right, you got your superhero. Okay, I might just be able to go straight off the top here. Let's see. I like a little adventure. You know who I'm going to pick? I'm going to pick my girl Pocahontas. And I'll tell you why. My kids also love that movie, but it's one of the most...
She can dance like the colors of the wind?
Absolutely. It's one of the most underrated musical Disney movies like out there as far as the music. Would you agree? Who likes that music? I mean, everybody?
Mm-hmm. It's great, yeah.
It's great, and it's like stood the test of time. So, yes, I was watching it a few days ago in the basement when I was fixing the couch, but don't judge me. Don't judge me there.
I'm just going to apologize now. I am officially the dad joke of the entire episode tonight, so just settle in and deal with it, folks. You're in for the ride now. You might as well stick it out and see what happens.
Okay, Tara.
Oh my gosh. I have such a long list, and I think I'm going to go with Joy.
Oh, interesting. Why?
I love her because she's happy all the time, and I also love Amy Poehler, but she is someone who I relate to. I try to be joyful every day, and so I love her positive energy, and she's always happy.
Great. That'd be like an awesome role model, and I could see it on you too for sure. Great.
Well, thanks.
Stacy.
All right, I'm going to go with my favorite Disney princess, and that is Princess Tiana. Mm. I love her never give up. Like Britta would say, she perseveres, and she goes after what she wants. Mm-hmm. And I just love that whole movie, the whole New Orleans the backdrop of that movie. It's one of my favorites. So she's my number three.
Pete, did she make your list?
No.
Tamara, did she make your list?
I honestly have exactly two legitimate princesses on my entire list.
Okay. Stacy, she made my list, and can I tell you why she made my list?
Yeah.
She's like the hardest working girl ever.
Absolutely.
You know, like she completely built it herself, and she wanted it more than anybody else. So, yeah, she's like as tough as nails. I love it. She was definitely going to be on one of my next picks, so... Peter, let's go with something random.
All right, those I have. next one would be from my favorite Disney cartoon. And that is one Candace Flynn for her sheer tenacity in always trying to bust Phineas and Ferb.
Yes.
Candace.
Oh, the sister. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Peter, you prepared like you were ready to run today.
I took all the oddball ones nobody's going to think of.
Peter, okay, so what's her role?
Nobody's going to take anything off my list today.
what's her role on your survivor team? What does she do?
She's the one that's just going to keep pushing and not give up.
She could be the lookout, too.
No. I have somebody for that.
Don't worry.
I have a security person. That's coming up.
This is frightening how much you prepared for today, Peter.
I know, he did his homework.
Right?
That's why he was up for so long.
You didn't think you were going to have enough.
Holy cow.
Oh, right. I figured I'd be good.
Okay, let me pick a character here that, despite the fact of her short-term memory loss, refuses to quit.
Oh.
And she just keeps swimming.
She was my next one.
Let's go with Dory. So I'm going to put Dory on my list.
Who?
Oh, come on. Universe of Energy. Universe of Energy.
So, she naps through that.
Oh, Ellen.
I don't remember that.
Ellen. Sorry.
Ellen. I don't know. Anything that woman does for Disney, it ends up being just fabulous. I don't know. I enjoyed her through Universe of Energy. I enjoyed her in Dory. I enjoyed her in Nemo. So, and not to mention, I love watching her dance. So, Ellen is her version of Dory, number three. How many rounds should we go, guys? Should we go five, six? What do you want to do here? Pete, how many obscure ones do you have?
I have like 15. So
Lord. 15 rounds. Let's go six. We got three each. We'll go three more. Does that work for you?
Yep, that's good.
All right. Tamara, could you make a Dory headband, do you think?
Yes, that's actually in the works.
Oh, see that?
There's also a Buzz Lightyear one in the works, too.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
But he's a boy, so he doesn't count for this episode. So, I think my next choice is, I have a couple of good ones. And I'm kind of like Pete. I tried to think of some that other people might not have on their list. So I'm going to go with Roz.
Nice.
Oh, so tell me why. She's interesting.
Well, I like her a lot because, you know, you think she's kind of the bad guy because she's trying to be the heavy. She's trying to make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. But actually, in the end, you find out that she's really on the right side. And, you know, she's able to kind of...
She really was deep, 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 deep undercover.
True.
Yes. Yes, she was.
And
I think that says it perfectly, Pete. Thanks.
This is an easy one. What was her number? Who was she at the end?
Number one wants to talk to you.
Number one. That's exactly right. Good pick. You could make a monster's headband, right? That'd be pretty easy.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. All right, Stacey?
All right, my next one is another little fierce little girl, and I'm going with Lilo. Just because I love her. She's so, I'm going for cute. Can you tell? But she just has my heart. The thing, she just has a rough kind of family life, but she loves it all the same. And she's adventurous and courageous and, says what she's feeling. Maybe things that I wish that I could do more of. So she's definitely on my list.
Okay. Peter, can I embarrass myself here a little bit and tell you that I never seen Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, it's you know, I like the movie, but I love
we're
Lilo.
We're looking for a new host.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I've never seen Lilo and Stitch. My kids have. I don't know. Just hasn't made the list. I'm busy watching Aristocats,
cute.
Pete.
It's cute. You should watch it.
All right.
That's a whole different conversation, Chris. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, exactly.
Early.
Peter, go ahead.
All right. Well, I think this one, number four.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to six. All right. So this one's going to be from my favorite attraction. And we've got the idea. We've got the superhero. We've got the tenacious. Now we need someone that's a good communicator. It's going to be Madame Leota.
Oh, that's really good.
Brilliant.
Every once in a while, you know. I was due. What can I say?
You know what, Pete? That's genius. I didn't even consider that. I was thinking movie-wise. I wasn't thinking attraction-wise. Yep. I should have put that together faster. Good idea. Great idea. Haunted Mansion, headband, easy. Easy peasy right there, right?
Yep.
All right. Can I pick somebody from a movie I've never seen, but I know she's legendary? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that
Lilo's
good?
Lilo's sister?
Yeah. Exactly. I'm going to pick Mary Poppins. Y'all.
Oh. You've never seen Mary Poppins?
What? You guys know
what
this.
What is
I'm
wrong
not
with
seen,
you?
You know I've not seen Mary Poppins. So
maybe I didn't know that.
You know what? I can't believe I've not seen it. I've not spent the time to see it, but I know Julie Andrews, and I've seen
her. Have you seen Saving Mr. Banks?
No, Pete, I have not. I'm busy watching Aristocats again.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Again? I'm Pocahontas.
You have a podcast that's dedicated to Disney, and you haven't even... What?
I'm trying to get my car idea off the ground, Tamara, all right? I'm trying to get my ideas off the ground.
We
got to
get priorities straightened out around here, I think.
Are you denying my pick here? And so when I pose it to the judge? No?
No, it's a great pick. I think we're just baffled
we're judging
as
you.
To how you have not seen
the
this
fact
movie.
That you've stated in public that you've never seen Mary Poppins is what we're all kind of not sure how to react to.
All right, so I got to tell you then. I promise you, within the next few weeks, we're going to be doing something different with the WW Review, and you'll see a picture of me watching Mary Poppins.
Okay.
You got that?
Right after he does the cartwheel he's been promising us for 2 months.
Oh, don't you dare do that. You come to work and you record it, and I'll put it out there.
Hey, you know, I'd love to be able to come over to to the course tomorrow, but that's not possible.
Yes. Yes, it's your birthday. I know.
I don't have a car right now, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I have forgotten. Okay. Tamara, you're up.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we're doing this thing.
Oh, here. That's right. We had a topic. What? Okay.
When you're busy making fun of me, that's the...
I feel like if I don't say this one, because my daughter is going to listen to this podcast, and if I don't say this one, she'll never let me forget it. Meg.
Oh, good one.
She made the list.
Yeah.
She made the list. Why? Tell me why.
Because my daughter said so. No. okay. Also, embarrassing confession, I have seen many bits and pieces of Hercules, but I haven't seen the whole thing altogether.
Okay.
I really like the song that she sings about, you know, I'm not going to fall in love, blah, blah, blah. I had to do that one for my daughter, so.
Okay.
Love you, Sarah.
You got it in. Stacy.
All right. I'm going to follow Tamara's lead and do one for my daughter, and I'm going to choose Moana. For Britta, because that's her favorite, and we watch it about 600 times a day. but she's also a great character, and she sings really great songs, and goes after things, and doesn't depend on anybody but herself. So,
and
she's a good one.
I'm looking at my list. I'd be hard pressed to find someone that has the same adventurous spirit she does.
Right, she's very adventurous.
Right. Okay. A Moana headband in the works?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, excellent. That one is a fun one to make.
Excellent.
Britta will want that one.
Okay.
Peter?
All right, so now it's security time for the team.
Okay.
I'm going to take you to another attraction. Nine-Eye from Timekeeper. Voiced by Rhea Perlman. Technically a female. She was almost the main character for that entire attraction.
Boy.
And she's got 9 cameras. She can see everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know how to take this, Pete. You got such great answers. I'm going to have to find a really good judge to make sure they consider these answers. Or you won't win a round.
Like, that's new.
That's usually my
Have you listened to the last 2 draft shows? Okay. Or the 3-word show where I got shafted again?
All right.
I'm not bitter at all, though. Don't worry.
Yeah, I can tell.
No, not at all.
No.
All right, I'm going to pass up all the rest of these legends, and I'm taking Jessica Rabbit. I don't even need to explain why I'm taking Jessica Rabbit, but I'm putting Jessica Rabbit on the list, okay? I don't know if you want me to explain why I'm taking Jessica Rabbit, but we'll just leave that one alone.
It's on my list. You know what I have next to it as a reason? It's Jessica Rabbit.
There you go. We share the same sentiment.
My husband wanted me to have that on the list, too. He was really fighting for Jessica Rabbit.
It's a guy thing.
What can we say?
Yeah.
All right. Last
She was drawn that way. It's not her fault.
It's true.
Yes.
It's true. Tamara, last pick. Make it a winner.
Oh. Okay. So I clearly went for kind of some of the outside of the box, maybe, with this one. I'm going to go with the live-action Maleficent.
Oh, good one.
Good one.
Okay.
Good one.
Thank you.
Why?
Well, first of all, Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
Killer cheekbones and whatever other Jessica Rabbit things you want to say. But also, I loved that story. I wish that Disney would do more of the, like, backstory on the villains, because I love the villains, because I think they all are just misunderstood. And I think mm-hmm. Maleficent clearly was misunderstood. Super powerful. She had a big heart based on that particular movie. So that's what I'm going for.
Good choice. Excellent choice. Stacy?
All right. I'm going along with my series of cute characters, and I'm going to choose Tinkerbell. She's super cute, but she's also super feisty and snarky, and she's magical and can make people fly. But I love the fact that she severely disliked Wendy and was so mean to her too. Just like that snarkiness. That's just pretty. That's awesome.
I don't see that
too often in a Disney movie. So she is definitely needed in my draft.
She was jaded, wasn't she, as soon as she entered the picture?
Right? Yeah. She was. I loved it.
She was PO'd. Okay. Hey, Tamara, I wanted to ask you.
Peter Pan was hers.
The exactly. Lion?
Yeah.
She didn't want to share. Oh, surprising there. A woman doesn't want to share. Whatever.
Really, Pete? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
We went there. Tamara, the live-action Maleficent. Could you make a headband with the Maleficent horns, you think?
Ooh, I bet I could. Mm-hmm. I made a set for my sister for the Halloween party. We went as the fairies, and she was Sleeping Beauty, so we were Sleeping Beauty theme, and I made one with a crown, the Sleeping Beauty crown, and that was definitely challenging, but it turned out really nice. So I would love to try the Maleficent horns.
She broke it.
Cool.
Yeah.
She broke it. Peter, you're up. Give us a winner.
Well, no, I was there at the same time, so I happen to know that she really did break it.
Yes.
Okay.
She broke it.
Okay.
That was not my fault. It was user error,
it was not a manufacturing defect. It was they were mishandled by the end user.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
My last one, I have to have an action person on the team. So, I mean, who better than Rey from Star Wars?
A good choice.
Oh, good one.
Okay.
Little force wielding. Oh, all right, so we're going to put these things together. All right, let me just move that over here. That's over there. Then here we go.
Pete, you gave more thought to this list than I think I've ever seen in any draft. This is impressive. This is an impressive performance.
Yeah, I don't know how sound my logic was, but I used some. I don't know.
I think you did a really good job.
Yeah, I agree, Pete. You did great.
You did a great job. Okay. So I could pick obvious ones to close this out. But I think I'm going to go away from that because there's something adorable about a cowgirl. So I'm going to put Jessie on my list. And I think Jessie from Toy Story is just an adorable character. Heartbreaking to watch her song, much like it was heartbreaking, you know, with this. Isn't her song the Sarah McLachlan song?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it almost makes me cry every time.
Uh-huh.
So, but... Not to mention that it would give me two people on my list that would have the name Jess. I thought the symmetry was nice. Jessica Rabbit, Jessie.
There you go.
Count for anything? Yeah. No.
Okay. That's no. Okay, good logic too.
It doesn't move the needle.
From Jessie, which is kind of funny. He could have had a half team worth of Jessies.
He could have.
Yeah, could have. How about a cowgirl headband? What do you think about that?
Sure.
Right?
I am up for any kind of a challenge.
Okay. Well, we've mentioned this, Tamara. What's the name of the Etsy shop?
So it is called Magical Mara Designs. Mara as in a nickname for Tamara.
Gotcha. Okay.
I thought it was like from the restaurant over at Animal Kingdom
Lodge. Animal Kingdom Lodge.
I had a feeling you were going to go there with food, Pete.
Moi? Bring up food?
What?
She was so inspired by the flatbreads at the Mara that she decided to name her Etsy shop.
The Zebra Dome.
See?
Yep.
Okay. So
well, yeah, we can go with that too.
And I wasn't the only one thinking it, so.
Let me give a summary here, all right? Tamara, Elizabeth Swan, Rapunzel, Joy, Roz, Meg, and the live-action Maleficent. Stacy, Minnie Mouse, Vanellope, Von Schweetz, Tiana, Lilo, Moana, and Tinkerbell. Peter, help me with the first one again, brother.
Gadget Hack Wrench,
Helen Parr, Candace Flynn, Madame Leota, Nine-Eye, and Ray. And my list is Ariel, Pocahontas, Dory, Mary Poppins, Jessica Rabbit, and Jessie. So here's our task. We're going to find us a judge. We're going to battle these girls out. What's the word for mano y mano? Pete, give me a word for mano y mano, but it's not mano. What does it mean?
Isn't that man against
mano,
man?
Well, no, mano y mano is hand in hand.
Oh.
Oh, I thought it meant man on man.
No.
Well, I just need... I'm not talking Spanish, Pete, for Criminy Crickets. Give me woman on woman already. What is it?
Whoa, 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 dude. Family show, bro. Okay. You can't be saying that kind of stuff, man.
Come on, help me out. Help a brother out.
What is wrong with you?
Help me out.
Poor
here.
Tamara almost spit her beer out and wrecked her laptop. No.
We're going to say mano y mano, yeah. But we're going to say womano. Okay. All right. We're going to fight this.
Chriso no taco, Inglesho, or Spanisho.
You know it's not my strength, Pete.
What the heck?
110 episodes. You know that already. Okay, so...
Oh, my Lord.
She can't breathe.
Tamara, if someone wanted to contact you, besides your
Etsy
shop...
Let her catch her breath first. She's been laughing at you for 5 minutes.
Give us... Take it easy now. Take it easy. This is going to be my first victory here. I can feel it coming. So...
What?
Yep. Tamara, give us your social media addresses.
Okay. So, I am, oh my gosh, let's see. So, I'm on Twitter at WDWPhotog, or you can also find me on Twitter at MagicMaraDesigns. There weren't enough characters. I couldn't fit the whole thing. I'm also on Instagram, MagicalMaraDesigns. And then on Facebook, Tamara Spidell.
Excellent. Do you want to plug anything else? Any other groups you're part of or anything along those lines? No? Yes?
Besides DubDub Review.
No?
No?
You got it. Okay. If you want to contact Pete, Stacy, or myself, Pete, how could they find us best?
Well, I can show you where Chris lives. Just send me an instant message. I'll get you the address. But if you just want to, like, ask us a question or, you know, send a little message along to us, you can get us over at the WW Review page on Facebook.
Excellent. Stacy, Instagram.
I don't know where Stacy lives. I can't give people her address.
Yeah, smart move on my part.
Yes. Hey, Pete, she might report you to the Facebook police, too. Be careful.
I haven't posted pictures, so I'm safe.
Be careful. Stacy, Facebook pages, I know you've got, but what about the Dubs? We have an Instagram page and a Twitter page. It's a test. What? I know you're new. What are they? Do you know?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Because I don't know either.
Gosh. I would just maybe use that little search at the top of those
girl,
things and type
girl.
In WDW Review yes. on Instagram and Twitter.
Excellent. The WDW Review podcast on Instagram and WDW Review on Twitter. But that was a great answer.
Go.
That was a great answer. All right. So if you've stayed with us this long, we certainly appreciate that. So for my friends Peter, for my friend Stacy, for my friend Tamara, again, thank you and have a great day.
See you guys.
Have a good day.
Bye, everybody.